We're at the 2012 SCAC Cross Country Championships. Today I'm joined by Trinity sophomore Jessica Pagano, who finished in third place individually. Jessica, talk a little bit about your race individually. What was going right for you this morning?
I just felt really good. We started out at a pretty comfortable pace, and we just continued to pick it up. I mean, we've been training all year to kind of negative split races, and this was the perfect race to kind of take it out easy and just finish hard, finish strong, and that's what we did. So,
Jessica, second question right off the bat, the first ever perfect score on the women's side, and just the second perfect score ever in SCAC cross country history between the men and women. What does that mean?
Wow. I honestly didn't realize that. I think it just means that we're all so dedicated to each other as a team that whatever was happening, we were going to finish, and we were going to finish as best as we possibly could. I think that's fabulous. I was so excited when I turned around and I saw that I was followed back by both of my teammates. It was great.
Yeah, Jessica, talk a little bit about that, because obviously I was at the finish line to see everyone, and obviously most of the men's team came over and was kind of realizing that this was a possibility. What was that like? What was it like getting that support from the men's team and also some fans of yours over here? And what have you ever been part of a perfect score like that before? And maybe perhaps your high school career?
I think once in my high school career, but we almost had one last year at Texas Little State when I was at Trinity, and I believe I was in fifth place. Like, I was the fifth runner, and I think we missed it by one girl. There was one girl between me and the fourth place runner, and I was like, I'm not letting that happen again. Absolutely not. So, I mean, there was a Southwestern girl in front of me for a good portion of the race, and I was like, you know what? If I have anything to say about it, I'm going to come in third. I'm going to be right behind Vanessa, right behind Maddie. So, and I'm really glad my teammates obviously felt the same way. So,
Jessica, talk a little bit about what this championship means. It's the first ever championship for the Trinity University women cross country runners. Also, you did it with a first year head coach who was very familiar with the SCAC championship race. But what do those two factors mean? And can you even put that into words with a first year head coach and the program's first ever title?
I just think it shows kind of the give and take between the team and the coach. Derek is a first-year coach, but he's a great coach, and he's very familiar, and we trust him, and he trusts us to kind of run the way that we feel we need to run, and I feel like it says a lot about the potential on our team, and we get a lot of support from the athletic department, and it's really, it's great, and I just feel like it says a lot about how far our team has come and how far we can still go.
Finally, Jessica, what's going to be the focus now as the team takes a couple weeks to get ready for the regionals, the NCAA Southeast regionals? What's going to be the key for the Tigers as you look to capitalize on your momentum here off a conference championship?
I think just to tighten up our 1-5 gap as much as we can. Make that gap very small, and then it's hard to get people in between a gap that doesn't really exist.
Exactly.
So.
Well, Jessica, congratulations on the championship, your all-conference performance, and best of luck at regionals.
Thank you so much.